supporters of government-funded scientific research will gather at the steps of the state capitol tomorrow for the Stand Up for Science rally.
Rallies like this one are set to happen in all 50 states. In Wisconsin, organizers want to draw attention to the scientific work that's happening here as the Trump administration takes aggressive steps to halt federal dollars for many kinds of research.
Wisconsin rally organizer Maggie Stangus joins us. She is a senior PhD student studying cancer biology. Maggie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You feel scientific research is under attack. Can you explain how?
Yes. So the biggest thing that's making us feel this way right now is that researchers as a whole, cancer researchers like myself and others, we don't know day by day whether our funding is going to be cut at any moment or if we're even going to be able to complete studies once we start them. So I really want to emphasize when we perform any sort of scientific study, these aren't things that are going to be necessarily completed within a week. We're talking something that could be going on for months at a time, up to even years. And so right now we're all afraid to even start a study up because we don't know if the funding is going to end.
Right. What happens when a research study is abruptly halted or interrupted before it's completed?
Yeah, it really depends on the specific study. You know, if a study has to end in the middle, it certainly can reduce how useful the data that's collected is. In the case of, talking again about cancer research, since that's my area, if it's a clinical trial, that could even lead to patients that are enrolled in that clinical trial not receiving life-saving treatment, especially if they're, you know, benefiting from the drugs in that trial.
So the NIH, National Institutes of Health, largest public funder of biomedical research in the world, Wisconsin receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in grant funding from NIH. Can you tell us about how that would be impacted, perhaps, even with your research?
Yes. So we know that Wisconsin's economic return from our research grants is massive. I don't remember the exact statistic, but I did look it up, and I think it's about $1.9 billion in economic impact from the research grants that come in from federal agencies like the NIH back to the state of Wisconsin. And so without that support, not only will research at a whole come to a standstill, but the state and the people of Wisconsin will be impacted as well.
You got involved with Stand Up for Science, this movement that you've seen quickly grow and grow and grow. But you've also had concerns about retaliation toward you and your employer. Can you talk about what is making scientists and researchers fearful right now?
I think, again, bringing it back to the funding concerns, it's we're concerned that our funding is going to be cut off at any moment. And really, for me, my biggest concern is again, the impact to the patients. Without that support from the federal government, we can't do our work and save lives at the end of the day. Without wide support for research, we can't go out there and help save lives. And if there's pushback on research for speaking out for how important it is, then that's going to stop us from helping to save lives as well.
This movement, Stand Up for Science, is asking lawmakers to, quote, end censorship and political interference with scientific research. What is that interference like?
So from my perspective, what we're seeing right now is an ask to avoid using certain words in our grant applications and publicly published papers describing results of research. And it's making it impossible for us to accurately represent the research. And accurate communication of our research results is important. It also benefits the public so that we can make sure that drugs are going to be safe and effective in a wide variety of patients when we administer them. And it makes sure that we can best represent our populations as a whole.
We've heard that scientists are having difficulty getting access to data, raw data. What can you tell us on that front?
Yes. So we have seen data sets that are publicly available, meaning, Kate, that you could go on the internet right now and look up, for example, CDC.gov or PubMed, for example, is another place where we have research papers available. And intermittently, those websites have been showing error 404 not found. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a tragedy both for the scientific community and for the American people as a whole, because that's not just our resource, that's the country's resource. That is data that belongs to everyone, and it should be available.
In our last moments together, how many people do you expect to turn out at the Capitol tomorrow, and what do you think the atmosphere will be like?
Yes, so tomorrow at the Capitol, just to emphasize again, we'll be there from 12 to 3. It's open to everyone that loves science and supports what we do. We're expecting up to 1,000 people to turn out, and we're just really hoping for an environment where we can encourage support from both sides of the table to return to supporting scientific funding.
And there will be speeches as well.
Yes.
At this rally.
Yes. Yeah. We have a really wonderful program that has been put together, and there's more information about that on our Eventbrite that can be found through the National Stand Up for Science website.
Maggie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope that everyone that's listening right now will give their support, support public radio as a resource as well.
That is Maggie Stangus, a doctoral candidate studying cancer biology. She's an organizer for the Stand Up for Science rally at the state capitol. It is set for noon tomorrow, and the nationwide rally aims to highlight the impacts of scientific research straight across the country.